The Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland continually pushes the envelope so that its work, while bearing the name of a guy from 500 years ago, is not solely about that time. A great example is hip-hop poetry open mic night, and has been featured at the Shakespeare Festival for several years now, and brings in headliners from across the country. Tonight, that headliner will be Dolloch Brathwaite, who has been featured on Tavis Smiley's show on PBS several times, was featured twice on Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO. He travels the country performing and giving workshops, and that hip-hop poetry open mic night, that's a long name, is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Black Swan Theater in Ashland. Dolloch, good to have you on The Exchange.
Thank you for having me, man.
There are several disciplines in which you work. It's really hard to categorize your stuff. So what do you call it?
No, I like what you said, hip-hop poet. I think that encapsulates it pretty well. I generally either say that I am a hip-hop artist or I'm a performance artist. I like hip-hop artists the best when I'm really describing the aesthetic of my work and my style, and I feel like all that I do falls under that umbrella of hip-hop artists, whether it be acting, whether it be my spoken word, whether it be my music. I feel like I always bring hip-hop to it, but to make people understand what I do, I say performance artist, and then I think hip-hop poet kind of falls in between them, you know, in between those two, so I might start using that as well.
Do people understand well enough now, so you can apply the term hip-hop and you get people of all ages and races pretty much understanding what it's about?
Starting to. I think people still associate hip-hop with N.W.A. or, you know, gangster rap of the early 90s, and it's starting to change a little bit. I'm even surprised how open and welcoming people are to it, because when I grew up, it wasn't really considered an art form. It got made fun of all the time, and now it seems to stand up amongst these other disciplines, and I think it's deserving, because it's been a long struggle for hip hop to be seen as something other than just what mainstream music industry, MTV, you know, puts out there, and the images that it puts out there of hip hop. I think you're starting to see it on Broadway with Hamilton, mm-hmm. And so especially with Hamilton, it's been helping me out a lot, because, you know, it's been hard to say hip hop is hard to say in general, but to say hip hop theater, it's like, what is that? Mm-hmm. And now I can just say, you know, that, you know, a big Broadway show.
Is that the tipping point, you think, for hip hop? It got broader acceptance through Hamilton?
I do. I think it got some kind of acceptance, and I think people recognize the power of telling story through rhyme and through wordplay. I think this is what hip hop has always been good at, and always has impressed me with. I studied English in college, and I still really had love for the poetry of hip hop, of the greatest of our greatest poets. Even technically, when you're talking about wordplay or you're talking about alliteration, you're talking about, just the feel and the rhythm of words, these poets are standing up to the greatest of them. And so it's good to see that, you know, it's starting to be recognized like that, because there is a power in that form of storytelling.
Let's give the folks an example of what you can do. Dolloch Brathwaite is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the headliner at tonight's hip-hop poetry open mic night at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And I'll ask Emily to cue up DRI, and we can play a little bit, and folks can get to hear what Dolloch Brathwaite sounds like.
All right.
So I was kicking it with my man the other day. We had some goals. Had some party. You feeling that goose? I'm feeling that too. But I'm on one like an hour past noon. Take a shot of two, I already had a few. Plus I'm blown like a saxophone or bassoon. Almost to the point where a brother can't move. But I ain't stuck yet, call me damn glue. When you drunk and you high, you dry. And right about now, I'm like a sand dune. But I'm amped too, feel so damn smooth. So fly, hope I don't land soon. If she in that mood, I could be a bad dude. On her skin like that butterfly tattoo. The whole camp drank, so the whole camp blew. Eyes so red, cause the whole camp blew. If you get a chance to have a drink, have a smoke, but watch out for what have you. I'm so D.R.I., so we all drunk, and we all high, so we all dry. I'm so D.R.I., we drink good, we smoke right,
We so dry, I'm so D-R-I. And I can't think, I can't drive. I'm that dry, I'm so D-R-I. We all drunk, we all high, so we all dry. Well, I'm on one, actually I'm on two. Three, if you count me being on you. And being on three got you on all fours. Feel like you on E, screaming on call. Sorry I'm all forward, I mean what I said. I'm only saying what I usually think in my head. And yes, I know I'm politically incorrect, but if the game's strong, they conveniently forget. If you feeling right, we're feeling alive. No chase, guess it's straight tequila tonight. Five pour the drinks, call it Morgan Freeman. The more gone, the more you feel free, man. The liquor tell the truth, girl, the weed ain't lying. That's why you feel wet and dry.
Dalek Brathwaite is the artist here. Featuring Rufus Redbone, D.R.I. So what was going on in there?
Well, that song came out of my first album in 2007, called Dual Consciousness. And part of that, you know, there's this big duality on the album, you know, between I feel like I was just entering the spoken word scene. I've been a hip hop artist for a long time.
Yeah, but, very striking cover where, you know, you get the fairly happy Dalek on one side,
exactly,
and the screaming Dalek on the other.
Exactly. And I think both of those sides are really represented. And at that point, I felt like that was the distinction between maybe my hip hop self and my poetry self, right? My poetry self tapped into a sort of social consciousness and a social commentary. And then my hip hop self was really kind of just battling demons and fighting demons and trying to align myself with the person that I wanted to be or I aspired to be. So you get like a mixture of songs on that album where it's sometimes it feels contradictory of like, well, he seems to have a message, but then he seems to be battling with with desires of youth, or you know, desires of male desires, base desires, you know. So trying to elevate yourself above those base desires, and then also reckoning with them as well. So it was actually like the hit song off my album. It was on the radio and stuff like that. But it also, you know, that was the thing about hip hop. Sometimes I felt like in order to tell the whole story, you got to hear the whole album, or you got to hear, you know,
because if people just hear this one piece, this guy's just getting drunk.
That's all he does, you know, and that's what you might get labeled as, just like in hip hop. You know, these are the most fun songs. We like to dance to these songs, so we know these songs. But I thought it was all about, you know, pimping women and doing drugs, and actually, you know, it's that's just part of the story. And I feel like that song kind of represents kind of the problems you could have with hip hop in terms of folks not being exposed to the whole story. And I think that whole story makes for as great a story as Walter White's character in Breaking Bad. You know, you love him, you hate him. You know, there's like there's ups and downs, there's contradiction, and so it adds, I think, a dynamic to the character that you're listening to.
Dalek Brathwaite, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is headlining the Hip Hop Poetry Open Mic Night tonight at 7 at the Black Swan Theater at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, known nationally and does workshops across the country as well. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 over the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. An example of other material you've worked on, I had a chance to look at some of the stuff from one of the two Deaf Poetry Jams you appeared on HBO, and looked at the one called Just Another Routine Check, which we can't play on the radio because of the some of the words and the content, and still keep a license.
You can't play most of me on the radio.
but it's so different, for example, from what we just heard on DRI. I mean, it's not about getting high, it's about getting drunk. It's about like, oh my God, I'm getting pulled over by the cops. And the different voices you ran into in the piece were astounding.
Well, I think, this is where that song and that poem really, like, the work that I'm touring right now is called Spirit Trials. Mm-hmm. That was also an album, but I adapted it for a play as well. It's actually where those two things meet. The story kind of revolves around me, as a 22-year-old, about 8 years ago, getting caught driving with a substance on me. And the charge forces me to go into a drug rehabilitation program, which I write and adapt and take a little license over to tell this story about spirit trials. But it really focuses on where the law, addiction, religion all meet up. And I think this is, you feel hints of this in my earlier work, as in, well, you know, everybody's young and stupid at a certain point in their lives. And, we get drunk, we get high, we want to experiment. And then, but this could lead to, you know, severely different consequences based on what side of the law you're on. What do you look like being profiled? And my piece really starts from a place of discussing, I think, what's become a national conversation of police profiling, police brutality, how that affects young people of color. And but then also the choices that land us into it sometimes are just growing pains, but they end up sticking with us. They end up staying with us just because of the way the criminal justice system is structured.
Something called the youthful indiscretion for one person that's forgiven.
Right.
And
right.
In pretty short order becomes something that is a mark on you for the rest of life. For
exactly.
Person.
Exactly. And so it makes as seemingly disparate as those two works seem, I think they all just funnel into a this one story of, you know, just trying to, you know, trying to grow up, trying to realize yourself, trying to find out who you are, and then the barriers that you're facing as you're just trying to be, as I am just trying to be a realized young black man in America, you know, and all these barriers that I'm facing in trying to find myself.
Dalek Brathwaite, is it true you started writing when you were 6 years old? Started writing poetry material?
Yeah, that is true. I wonder how you got that. I didn't think that was on the internet. You're good, man.
All over the place.
I just recently realized, though, that I started writing that early because I always say I started writing rap lyrics at like 11, 12 years old. But the truth is, my dad had a typewriter. Mm-hmm. And
really click clack.
Yeah. I know we're dating ourselves for some of you out here, but he had a typewriter, and he would just encourage us to write short stories. And this really was my first exploration into writing, and I think it stuck with me in terms of, like, you know, just trying to tell a story and just the excitement of telling a story.
Did you not? I heard, read somewhere too, that you didn't even like poetry in high school.
I didn't. Not at all.
Really?
Yeah, not at all. It's very inspiring because I never equated rap with poetry, really, even though I understood the similarities. But I was like, this rap thing is one thing and this poetry thing is definitely another. And I think what they had us reading, I need to go back to this probably now, but, like, you know, I didn't really feel Emily Dickinson. I did feel Shakespeare, though.
Really?
Yeah. I did like Shakespeare, and I think I looked at him more as a playwright, but still, even now, I went to the 12th Night last night, and it's just, I do feel like I'm leaning in to a really educated freestyle rap cipher when I'm listening to Shakespeare, because it's like you got to catch it, because he's dropping what we like to call bars, and it's like line for line, it's just like, wow, that was actually well written. It sounds great, and it's very intelligent. He's saying something that might change your life and very insightful. So those were the things that I think I really grasped about rap in general, just being concise and making me have the reaction of like, oh. And I think Shakespeare has that, whereas I didn't find most of the poetry that we were reading in high school to have that.
You got years and years of stuff crammed in your head here, and years of your own creation and performance, but you do workshops too, so you
yes.
share what you do with a lot of people. I mean, how much time do you have with them, and how much can you pull out of people in the hours or so that you have with them?
It's really amazing to witness that, because usually it's like an hour and a half. Sometimes I have reoccurring workshops where I go back. But especially with youth, like maybe I would say 15, 16-year-old, you know, how the level of their reception to one, somebody just telling their story and giving them permission to tell their story, and not it not be in a rap or in a song glorifying, you know, sex, drugs, alcohol, you know, like to just really start telling that story and not be ashamed of it. It's kind of mind blowing sometimes to some of these kids. And then when I give them the tools to start working on their own stuff, there's a sort of liberation I think that's achieved after the workshop is done. And it's not supposed to be, hey, come to this workshop and now you're a poet, but it's really supposed to be, hey, these are the building blocks. And, you know, this is the separation between you and I, and it's not that far, you know, so it's really more encouragement.
All right, Hip Hop Poetry Open Mic Night tonight at 7 at the Black Swan Theater on the Oregon Shakespeare Festival campus. Dalok Brathwaite will be the headliner there. We're going to go out of the segment with Implant Fantasies from Spirit Trials.
Cool.
This will take us up to the end of the hour.
Can I just say one more thing? I'll be back in Oregon next year, April 2017, doing Spirit Trials, my solo one-person show, which is a blend of hip-hop, theater, and poetry. It's through Boom Arts, and we're currently looking for a theater space, but it's looking like it's going down, so I'm really excited about that. My Twitter name is D-A-H-L-A-K, the way you spell my name, if you guys want to follow me. Thank you, man.
Okay, great. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So we'll go out from Spirit Trials with Dual Consciousness.
Living in a world with no consequences. What a dream. But who conscious is this? You got problems, they got fixes. Lots of liquor pill popping down prescription. Obvious is I'm addicted. Louis Vuitton voyeurism, I'm proud of product victim. They market a toxic image, we mock the mimics, pines within this. Sell rock to sell rock, constant tickets. Blame for the way I shaped up, find the fitness. Walk a flock of niggas, all for the money, but it's not the business. You only live once, that's the motto. Instantly live fast, die young, that's a contradiction. And I'm not content with, give me greener money, give me blinder bitches, cause I need more. You done it, Igor, raise a generation.